Bruce Feiler once famously walked the Bible, retracing the steps of biblical figures. In his new series for PBS, Bruce joins American pilgrims on trips to some of the holiest sites in the world, starting tonight when Bruce travels with Americans wounded in war to Lourdes in France, a place said to have healing waters. Just how in need of healing these troops are is made clear early on. We often hear of soldiers suffering trauma, but a warning, it's difficult to hear just how traumatic deployment was. Here's retired Sergeant James Pierce talking to Bruce. Pierce was wounded in Afghanistan in 2012 when a suicide bomber attacked his squad.
And I lost my whole squad. A suicide bomber came up and detonated himself. It blew me on my back. When I've sat up, and his head came up and hit me in the head and rolled over. And I looked at it and I was like, you got to be kidding me. This right here had gotten my artery. So it was squirting about 7 feet in the air.
The series is called Sacred Journeys. Bruce Feiler joins us now. And Bruce, terrible physical and emotional wounds. What's your sense of who these people were and why they were going to Lourdes?
Well, that's a passionate and emotional statement that you hear there. And I think it gets to the heart of why a lot of people are on pilgrimage. It may not be the reasons that people exactly expect. I mean, these are people who are physically healed, and yet they're longing for something else. And so they set out on this journey in wheelchairs. In the case of James, he's hobbled with a partial leg on hospital gurneys. And they go to this short spot. It's not where ancient stories took place. It's not like the Jesus Trail. We see people walking the footsteps of Jesus or going on the Hajj in Saudi Arabia. This was in 1858. A 14-year-old peasant girl had multiple encounters with the Virgin Mary. And the juxtaposition between these grizzled veterans with this young schoolgirl and the Virgin Mary, that's where a lot of the drama goes. And I don't think, maybe a couple of them hoped against hope that they would have some miraculous recovery. But I don't think the people without legs thought they wouldn't get back legs. But what they wanted was permission to open up, to allow themselves to express what happened, and then the bonding, the community. And we see that with a lot of these pilgrimages. There's this sort of community that develops on the road, and that somehow gives people permission to have the emotional experience they're seeking.
Now, tell us more, though, about Lourdes. Again, it's the young girl Bernadette who claimed that she had interaction with an apparition that was the Virgin Mary. And the Virgin Mary told her to swim in this water, to bathe herself in this water. The water is there, and people bathe in it.
It's become the second most popular Catholic visit site in the world after the Vatican. 4 million people a year go to this journey. And the one that I went on after World War II in the 1950s, they opened up the site, actually set aside a weekend, happens to be Memorial Day, where they invited soldiers from around the world to this international military pilgrimage, a gesture of reconciliation and healing. And so what happens is there's some prayer. There's a big sort of welcoming ceremony in the largest basilica in the world, they say, underground. And then they go and they have these baths. And for these men who, Juan Roldan, who was a staff sergeant in the Army, whose vehicle was hit by a missile in Sadr City in Iraq in 2006, he doesn't have legs, okay? He's a double amputee. And he was saying, for me to get naked and be wrapped by these volunteers in the sheet was incredibly uncomfortable. But he said when this water washed over him, he did feel lighter. And in his case, it was allowing himself to become a father to his daughter. We also have this gentleman who's blind, and his wife comes with him. And she says that, he was paralyzed. He was so focused on himself. And it was coming to Lourdes that allowed him to be the man, she said, to step up and be a man again, to be a father to our children and to be a husband to me.
You're speaking of retired Army Sergeant Chris Pacer. Here is his wife, Mary, speaking about their third trip to Lourdes.
He harbored a lot of anger for a long, long time about the fact that he couldn't see. And when he came the first time, he expected to go in the baths and come out being able to see. But it wasn't like that last year when he came. He took away a sense of peace with it.
Well, and a sense of peace might be miracle enough, Bruce, for some of these families. But I'm wondering, you're a very spiritual person. You're open to exploring and respecting the teachings of all faiths. But I'm betting there are listeners saying, I can't believe people are doing this. I can't believe the military is helping them do this. It's sort of a setting up a false hope. Did you ever get a whiff of that, a feeling of how can you set up this expectation? I mean, there are people who go to Lourdes expecting to be cured.
Not only do I understand that, I put it to these soldiers themselves and to the gentleman who runs the Office of Medical Miracles there, who said to me, look, there's, you know, unexplained cures all over the world. But I think that the miracle that we're talking about here has nothing to do with letting limp people walk or blind people see. The miracle is allowing for a change in the story. Okay, so why is pilgrimage so popular today, Robin? Okay, You've got a situation where the UN released a report in September at the first ever World Conference on Pilgrimage that said one-third of all tourists in the world are pilgrims. 330 million people a year go on a journey like this. And the reason, I think, is that we live in this time that religion is challenged, okay? Membership is down. Attendance is down. Even the number of people who identify as religious is down. And yet pilgrimage is up. Why is that? First of all, it's because we live in the age of discount travel, and so going to another country is easier. But it's more than that, right? So for most of human history, religion has been passive. We got the religion of our parents. You know, we go to a building at the time the building tells us to show up. We sit passively, and someone stands up on a high mountain and preaches to us from a cold, closed book. Well, you know, most of that has nothing to do with how we live today. How do we encounter the world today? It's the Google box. It's the search, right? We are searching. We want to make our own truth and make our own identity, right? We pick the people we want to be with. We pick our job. We even can pick our own gender roles. And we live in this era now when people want to pick and make their own decisions about what they want to believe. And I think a pilgrimage at its core is an expression of that. It's a way for people to say, I'm not just going to accept, doubt, question. I'm going to get off on my sofa. I'm going to go myself and decide myself what it is that I believe.
Well, and you go to Jerusalem, to Mecca, to the Japanese island of Shikoku. You know, I was thinking as I watched these soldiers go to Lourdes, you could attribute whatever happens there, and something seems to happen there, to a higher power. Or you could almost even attribute it to a sort of animism. The more people go and open their hearts there, they infuse the place with something.
I think you're exactly right. That itself gives this meaning. But one thing that these soldiers have in common with the people in the other journeys that I went on is that they are in moments of transition in their lives. Like, people tend to be drawn on these journeys at these moments of change. Okay, so they're just graduating from school. We have people in this series who lost a parent, lost a loved one, lost a job. There's a number of people in India who got divorced or who are coming out of alcoholism. There are people who retire, who are going into sort of the new and maybe final act of their lives. And I think that what happens is when we're comfortable, when we're fat and happy, when we like our job and everything is going well, we don't seek out these moments. But in moments of transition, that's when perhaps we open ourselves up to someone or something higher. And guess what? That's exactly the story that is mimicked in all the scriptural stories, which, what do they have in common? They're about people, by and large, in the civilized world who go off in the desert, have a transforming experience, and then come back and share that with people in the civilized world. So the scriptural stories are about people finding meaning in dislocation, and that tends to be the people that seek out these pilgrimages. And in our own lives, that is when we also seek meaning, I think.
That's Bruce Feiler. His new PBS series, Sacred Journeys, debuts tonight. Bruce, now we know some of what you've been doing for the last 5 years, traveling and putting this together. Thank you, and thanks for talking to us about it.
It's always a pleasure, Robin. Happy holidays.
Same to you.